Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Hey, Lonnie the theater lady.
Hey, Brian, my friend.
You were hanging out down at Quantum Theater, Brahmini, Brahmini. How was it?
It was one of the most unique theater experiences and one of the most interestingly written shows that I've seen for a really long time. totally something that you would never even imagine. It was billed as a one hijra stand-up comedy show. Now, to understand that, you need to know what hijra means.
Yes.
Do you know what hijra means?
No.
I will tell you.
Yes.
Hijra is an Indian word for a person who is born that is an intersexual, meaning they have both female and male body parts. And in ancient India, it was actually almost godlike because they had everything wrapped in one person, and they would...
That is one way to look at it.
Invite these hijra people, hijras, to births and weddings and wonderful events to kind of bestow blessings.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yes, it was. However, this show was about a person that was born at hijra, and it explored what that would have been like to grow up without a real gender identity. You know, is this person a man, a boy, is it a woman, a girl? So it was the Quantum Theater that did this, and you know, they're a site-based theater. Mm-hmm. So they set up their sets wherever. They don't have an actual permanent theater home. So for this show, they chose a really cool venue that was a community center, is a community center, right off Penn Avenue in the Garfield area, very easy to find. And they turned it into a comedy club with the bar and the little cabaret tables and the stage. And just as a comedy club would do, it started out with a warm-up comedian. And I don't think you know this. The warm-up comedian came out, and he introduced himself. Hey, I'm Vinny V, a real nice-looking...
Now, was it a actual comedian, or was that part of the script, part of the play?
It was part of the play, except that Vinny V looked so familiar. And I was like, I don't know any Vinny Vs. And I kept looking. And then, as part of his act, he threw in that he had just had a considerable weight loss. And it hit me. Oh my gosh, Vinny V, it's Vince Ventura from 12 Years Theater.
He's doing stand-up comedy?
He did it for this show as the warm-up comedian.
I just saw him. He said nothing of this. I can't believe it.
Yeah, and he looked great. Good job, Vinny. Seriously, and I'm going to call him Vinny from here on in. No more Vince. But he did a real cute little set, real like clean, sweet comedy that I enjoyed very much. And then, wow, then... I have to apologize in advance for murdering these names because I'm not very Indian, but Sanjeev Javeri.
Yes, that I believe is right on.
Came out and he was the main actor, phenomenal, directed by, and again, I'm going to murder the name, and I don't mean to. Shishir Kharoop. Mm-hmm. Was the director, and I think those two together made some wonderful choices, because this role was so difficult to play, I'm sure, because Sanjeev was so many characters. He was his male self, he was his female self, he was his aunt, he was his mother, he was his school classmates, he was... You know, people on the street, and he did them all so well with so many different accents. The Italian accent when he was Galileo, the Indian accent, wow. The British accent.
Quite a scope.
So this show, yes, was all about his gender identity and the search for it. Is he a man? Is he a woman? How does he want to handle this? And the struggles that he went through, and it was such a difficult subject. However, that's why I think they chose comedy as a basis to present it, because it was very, at times, so poignant, and Sanjeev played his character Brahman so real. It would have been really easy when he was his female side, when he was trying that out for a while. It would have been really easy to make it like he was this over-the-top drag queen type character, and they didn't do that. They had total respect for both a woman's role and a man's role, which very thoughtful. He was like a lightning bolt of energy on that stage. Oh boy, he worked really hard, 90 minutes nonstop.
Wow.
And he had with him a bass player who also did some piped in music, and that's our Pittsburgh friend Dave Bilowitz. And his music really added some flavor to what was happening.
Oh, so he was actually not just an actor. I mean, he was a musician there too.
Yeah, he was playing the bass, and he also did some piped in music that always fit in exactly with what was happening on the stage.
I like that.
This was, I should mention, because of the subject matter, there is a lot of very explicit vocabulary dealing with the male and female anatomy.
All right, let's get out of there.
Also, some
we're gonna pack that house.
Explicit language because of some of the frustrations that occurred.
Did you find it educational in that respect?
I wouldn't say educational exactly.
Well, as far as the challenges that an individual living with, you know, being a Hydra would experience.
Hydra. Hydra is a little one-celled animal, I think. H-Y-D-R-A.
Are you thinking Hydra?
Yeah, I am. But I called it Hydra.
Anyway.
That's neither here nor there. But this, to me, was very thought-provoking because of how I think unconsciously sometimes we label people. Even without saying it verbally, we might in our mind, and it, you know, it made me realize everybody's path is so different and nobody has it easy. And some people harder than others, and to label them or look down on them or feel superior to them is really very unkind, because both of the female and the male of Brahmani, Brahmani were both such sympathetic characters and so real, and he played it so honestly. So yes, I would hesitate to call it a comedy, even though there were a lot of funny parts. And actually two scenes that I found hilarious, when he talked about how Stonehenge was formed, and that was really gut-splittingly funny.
We will have to see it to find out.
And when he talked about, the ancient Greek, or I don't know if they were Greek, the ancient sculptures of basically orgy scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, hilarious, really hilarious. But this show was unique. It was thought-provoking. It hasn't left me. It's still in my mind.
Wow.
I don't know. I think it's something that was really eye-opening about family relationships, what it feels like to be in junior high, what it feels like to be not accepted, which no matter how we've lived our lives, I think we've all had times when we felt kind of like the outsider.
True.
And this reminded you of maybe being a little more kind to other people and being a little bit more aware of other people's journeys. And it was part of a trilogy, actually, this show, written by the playwright. And again, I will... Aditi Brennan Kapil. I hope I didn't murder her name too much. But she's an award-winning playwright. And this show, to me, showed what a sensitive and brilliant person she must be to have this kind of insight into the human condition.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.